Welcome back to Proverbs 29 and our B-side audio guide. This is the rest of the discussion. For those wondering who that sweet little voice is at the beginning and end of our audio, that was Riley McCarter. Her dad, Ryan, is one of the founders of Through the Word, and Ryan joined us for several studies here in Proverbs, and you'll hear Riley's little sister, Brooklyn, on tomorrow's intro. But here on 29 B-side, I'm joined by Jonathan Ferguson and Brad Hornback. And in chapter 29, we're talking justice and righteousness among kings and leaders. We left off in verse 7, the righteous care about justice for the poor. And we brought in verse 14, if a king judges the poor with fairness, his throne will be established forever. Now, as we left off, I had just asked a bit of a hot-button question to stir things up. Is caring for the poor necessarily a liberal or conservative value? Jonathan gave us some balance, but let's jump back into that conversation to hear what Brad has to say.
You know, the right, the left, conservative, liberals, whatever, you know, we want to stay there. All of these different people should value the people that they're serving, the people that they've, you know, in our country been elected to go serve. And, you know, it's about doing the right thing biblically. You know, verse 14 uses the word fairness. And I don't think this word fairness necessarily means that, you know, the political leaders should give everyone the same car, the same house, and so forth. It doesn't mean fair like that. But it's providing for the basic needs of the people and caring for them. If a leader acts fairly to all people under their jurisdiction, then their legacy will live through those people and on through others and, you know, glorifying the Lord.
Yeah. You know, I'll make one observation without taking sides politically. That's a dicey thing to do. But I noticed that liberals and conservatives will both accuse each other of not caring for the poor or enabling the poor or what have you. But there's a reality that greed will work on both sides, that if greed gets into our rulers, you can take a liberal approach where a greedy person can fleece money. You can take a conservative approach and there's a way to fleece money out. The real danger is the greed. There are different approaches to helping the poor, and what each has its own validity, and we're not going to argue politically over that. What really matters is the heart to help. That should be part of our government and part of us as a people. Now, verse 12, move on to verse 12. If a ruler listens to lies, all his officials become wicked. Now, here's a political hot button. If a ruler listens to lies, we will avoid name-calling debate here, but we will focus on general principles instead. Every ruler has advisors. So for someone in leadership, what is the role of truth and what is the danger of lies among their advisors?
I'm going to bring up a Bible illustration here for this. When David was overthrown by his son, there were two advisors that his son Absalom turned to, Ahithophel and Hushai. Ahithophel gave Absalom actually really solid advice. Go get David right now. But Hushai, who was secretly working for David, gave him bad advice. And Absalom took Hushai's advice and it ruined his kingdom. And it's important to know then what your advisor's motives are before taking every word they offer as solid gold.
That's good.
You know, yeah, truth is paramount to everything. I mean, you can't follow lies. I mean, without truth, we have nothing to stand on. You know, and if we don't base things on truth, which I'm saying biblical truth here, then we base basically everything on our feelings or our emotions. And everyone can feel different about something, and that allows for relativism. You know, and if we start getting into this idea of what's relative, we have no distinct line of right and wrong. You know, truth based on the Bible is the only way to go. You know, it's good to have trusted friends and advisors, but our hope is in listening to them that they're going to be biblically minded people who are God-fearing.
That's good. We're actually going to move to verse 18. Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. But blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instruction. ESV says that a little different. Blessed is he who keeps the law. And what are your thoughts on this one, Brad?
You know, I'm going to stick with that idea of relativity that I brought up with the last verse. Basically, where there's no revelation, relativity is going to run wild. And if relativity is truth, then who am I to stop you when you cast off your restraint? You know, we look in our world today and we have a group like ISIS and we know what they've been doing. We know what they're continuing to do and it's wrong. You know, but how do we tell them it's wrong if they don't have the true revelation? Because they can sit back and according to them, they're saying it's correct, you know? And so it's getting the world and them to see that, no, there is biblical truth here that shows that that is wrong. And it's not just up to how we feel and our emotions.
And every society has a set of right and wrong. Now, ours as Christians is foundationally biblical. But without revelation, we sort of slide right and wrong into relativity by flow because we stop hearing from God. And when we don't hear from God, it says the people cast off restraint. Now, it's not talking about casting off legalism. Legalism and overbearing rules is not what we want as Christians. We live in grace. We live in freedom. But when we've got no revelation at all, no hearing from God, then we don't have any restraints, any holding back from what's right and wrong. Well, I'm going to go to verse 26. Many seek an audience with a ruler, but it is from the Lord that one gets justice. Now, this one takes a new turn on our focus on justice and rulers and puts the emphasis back on us, the people. People want an audience with the ruler. We want to talk to the guy in charge and demand justice. And there's a place for that, but ultimately justice, fair treatment, is from the Lord. Only he can set all things right. And only under the rule of Christ will we see true justice and righteousness reigning. Now, this is not a cop-out or an excuse to neglect our civic responsibility, but it is a reality of life in this world. The greater justice, the ultimate justice, comes from God. And I came upon a striking thought just the other day. As I read Jesus' command, love one another as I have loved you, I began to think through all the dimensions of Jesus' love, and it struck me that justice is an expression of God's love, as is mercy. And we are called to love like him. And so we are called to do justly and love mercy, to bring justice for the poor and the oppressed. And above all, we look forward to the day when he reigns.
Yeah, the verse that you kind of mentioned there is Micah 6:8, which states, he has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Justice and mercy should rule our relationships with other people. And where else but in Jesus can we find these two working together so beautifully? Jesus showed mercy, but he also warned those he forgave not to sin anymore, or something worse could happen to them.
Yeah. Brad, what do you see?
You know, I just want to add on to here is Jesus calls us, you know, to love as he did, act justly and be merciful. You know, but here's the awesome part to it is he came as a living example for us. He didn't just tell us, he lived it. And let's be clear that we're not Jesus, but we're called to live in this manner. Yeah. You know, Matthew 28:20 says, teaching them to observe all things I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you always. This is beautiful. We're not alone in this. He's with us and will carry us through.
He is with us. And that's a good word to end on here. Please read Proverbs 29. Jonathan, Brad, thanks for joining me here. I'll see the rest of you tomorrow, chapter 30.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. You can find this audio guide and hundreds more on the Through the Word app and website. The app is free and free to share. So tell your friends and take the journey together. We're a listener supporter, so thanks for giving. And remember, faith comes by hearing and hearing through the Word. Today, Chris Lingham joins the Wisdom Roundtable for a discussion in Proverbs. Now to Pastor Chris.